With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He says he wants to finish the job he started. President Biden, at his rare solo news conference last evening, giving no sign that he'll drop his bid for re-election, despite a growing number of Democrats urging him to do so. Correspondent Josh Boak says the president cleared the bar that was set for him, although admittedly the bar wasn't set very high.
He accidentally called Vice President Kamala Harris Vice President Trump. But what we also saw was that he was able to stand and keep going and answer questions from reporters about nuanced aspects of NATO, about other parts of the economy and foreign policy. And yet on that core question of how we can turn the tide, we really don't know what the plan is.
The president took questions from reporters, a list supplied by his staff. At last count, more than 15 congressional Democrats have urged Mr. Biden to quit the campaign. Donald Trump is urging the judge in his New York criminal trial to overturn his conviction and dismiss the case.
In a new court filing, Trump's lawyers ask for the dismissal, citing the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. They argue that evidence used during the trial included official acts that Trump took as president. Specifically, the legal team cites some of Trump's conversations with then White House Communications Director Hope Hicks and some tweets that he sent while president. Trump was found guilty on 34 counts of falsifying business records in a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll from the intense heat that has spread across the country continues to rise. Deaths being reported from coast to coast, from Maryland to Oregon. Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 57 points, NASDAQ futures down 14. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is responding to hurricane damage in southeast Texas.
High winds and heavy rain from Hurricane Beryl devastated parts of Texas, inundated communities, and claimed at least 8 lives. In response, Christian base Samaritan's Purse has deployed a disaster relief unit to the region and will mobilize teams of volunteers to help residents recover from the storm. The ministry is coordinating with local churches and emergency management officials to determine the areas of greatest need. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, disappointed with how the Republican Party adopted its official platform ahead of next week's convention. He describes the platform as a concise statement of campaign priorities, but not a declaration of enduring principles. No amendments were allowed, which he says was unbecoming of a party that champions free speech and due process. GOP convention begins Monday in Milwaukee. This is SRN News. The cost of borrowing for a home is eased just a bit.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.89%. The pullback provides modest relief for borrowers at a time when home prices are at record highs. The average rate is still more than double what it was just 3 years ago. Elevated mortgage rates have discouraged many home shoppers, extending the nation's home sales slump into its third year. Many economists are forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further in coming months. I'm Alex Vega.
A new initiative to keep an eye on swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drones, spurring a backlash from shorebirds. It seems they don't appreciate the drones invading their airspace, so they have been swarming the devices, forcing pilots to ground the drones. The city is now avoiding known nesting areas, but the attacks have not stopped. Wildlife experts concerned say the drones could provoke a stress response in the birds. More details, SRNNews.com.